We're talking with Liz Moran, the Environmental Policy Director of NYPIRG, the New York Public Interest Research Group. And Liz, I understand last week that the New York City or New York State Water Quality Council had a meeting. What were some of the issues that you all were trying to get them to address?
Yeah, so New York State has this Drinking Water Quality Council, and they are legally required to meet at least twice per year. And this body was actually created in response to the Hoosick Falls drinking water crisis. So a lot of your listeners may be aware, small community, Hoosick Falls, New York, back in 2015, learned from a letter from then EPA Regional Administrator Judith Enck that there were extremely high levels of PFOA in their drinking water and that they need to stop drinking the water. So that was just about 5 years ago now. That horrible anniversary recently came up. So NYPIRG, along with residents from Hoosick Falls and other communities, partner organizations like Environmental Advocates of New York, held a news conference before the Drinking Water Quality Council meeting to call on this body and the Department of Health and the governor to finally set a list of emerging contaminants for New York State so every community in the state benefits from testing for unregulated chemicals that might be harmful to their health.
And what was the response? And also, since they've been operating for 5 years, you know, have they done an adequate job trying to protect, you know, our water quality?
Great questions. So, unfortunately, this law that created the Drinking Water Quality Council and the other law that came in response to Hoosick Falls is the law that requires New York State to come up with its own emerging contaminant list and to begin testing statewide for emerging contaminants. So, to provide some context, the reason why this law was passed is because in Hoosick Falls, it took the initiative of an individual resident to test his water. So the resident, Michael Hickey, was very worried that his family was sick, that his neighbors were sick. So he did research and had the wherewithal to have the water tested for PFOA. Now, by comparison, Newburgh, New York, a larger community further downstate, had their water tested for PFOA because of federal requirements. There is a federal list of unregulated contaminants that's required to be tested every few years in large water systems that serve 10,000 or more residents. But because Hoosick Falls only has a population of about 3,300, they didn't benefit from this testing. So that was immediately seen as an issue. Why should it only be large systems that benefit from this testing? Shouldn't every New Yorker have the right to know what's in their water? So the governor and the legislature passed this law that requires New York State to come up with its own list. And we are now almost 4 years later after that law was created, and there has been no effort from the Department of Health to create this list. So unfortunately, during the Drinking Water Quality Council meeting, creation of this list didn't even come up.
So are they lazy or are they incompetent or they just don't really care about it, even though the legislature told them to do it? Why, you know, 4 years of inaction, especially since, you know, these contaminants have been such a, you know, a big public issue. And of course, you know, we had a big fight to get the governor to sign, you know, a related bill to stop the burning of, you know, AFFF, toxic firefighting foam, which is part of the PFOA family in Cohoes. Why for 4 years has the Department of Health not done anything?
It is out of a lack of perceived urgency. That's the only way to describe this, because unfortunately, the Department of Health has a terrible track record here. For example, with Hoosick Falls, before EPA sent that letter to residents, the Department of Health and the local government and New York State knew about the drinking water contamination in Hoosick Falls for a year and a half before that, and it took them too much time to act. It's been 5 years since Hoosick Falls learned of its water crisis, and they still don't have an alternative water source. They have treated water, but they've been demanding a clean source water ever since, and they still don't have it. So there's just a pattern of delay after delay, and the Department of Health encourages messaging that undermines the urgency of these issues. For example, the new drinking water standards for PFOA, PFOS, and 1,4-dioxane are in effect now. Having a drinking water standard means every water system needs to test for those chemicals, and if it exceeds a certain level, they have to notify the public and treat down to make sure they don't exceed those levels anymore. Right. So Rockland County is the first community to find an exceedance that was at least publicized of PFOA and PFOS. And the Department of Health was okay with messaging going to that community, undermining our own drinking water standard and using EPA's much higher guidance level and saying that it's over a lifetime of exposure. Chances are this stuff is safe. Chances are you're going to be fine. I'm paraphrasing, but that was the gist of what they said. So
do we need to fire the New York State Health Department director, or do we have to replace Governor Cuomo? How do we solve this?
Governor Cuomo needs to get his Department of Health in check. You know, this was a law that he shepherded through. Unfortunately, this issue with the Department of Health precedes the governor. This is not a new issue. I mean, the drinking water standards that New York State set recently were the first in over 20 years. So this is a pre-Governor Cuomo problem. However, Governor Cuomo absolutely has the power to get them in check and make them set this list and start statewide testing. After the Hoosick Falls crisis, there were these water quality hearings in 2016, and it was actually the governor himself who said, we're going to start doing emerging contaminant testing. We're going to create our own list and make sure every community gets this testing. So he should be making sure his Department of Health moves forward the law that he championed.
We only have about 2.5 minutes left. So I ask you a two-part question. So I understand you're also trying to get more funding for water infrastructure, which seems to be a recurring issue. And if we have time, you also pushing a bill to stop fossil fuel subsidies at the state level?
Yes. So as everyone's aware, New York State is facing a steep fiscal cliff because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But at the same time, because of this pandemic, it's made very clear we need to invest in public necessities. And access to drinking water, access to clean water, you can't get more essential than that. We need clean water to make sure we practice proper hygiene and prevent the spread of this deadly illness. So unfortunately, New York State has very old water infrastructure. We have a lot of catching up to do. And the governor promised that he would increase investments in our Clean Water Infrastructure Act by $500 million over the course of 5 years. We're about to approach year three. We want to hold him to that promise. He should make sure to invest at least $500 million because we have to continue to maintain our water infrastructure. Otherwise, we'll have a crisis on top of a crisis in a number of communities. And to top it all off, we're also still facing our climate crisis. And New York State has to do everything in its power to make sure we lead and we cut our emissions and meet the goals of our new climate law. So one way to do this and also help fund our way out of this fiscal crisis is to end fossil fuel subsidies. It's an old, outdated technology of the past. And so it's a very simple step to just stop giving away all this money. It's literally hundreds of millions of dollars that New York State could be saving.
So we've been talking with Liz Moran, Environmental Policy Director of NYPIRG. NYPIRG.org, is that the website?
That's right, NYPIRG.org.
And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.